our feeling is that everything you need to know to understand this administration, you can kind of examine through the lens that is immigration, because it is in many ways the policy that they have been relatively consistent on from the campaign, right? The first sort of announcement of the Trump campaign and that really intense, really vulgar rhetoric from candidate Trump's announcement speech, all the way till today, where we are now sort of really getting a sense that the separation of children from their parents at the border was actually much more extensive than originally reported and thought. So we sort of dove into this idea of, well, who were the architects of this policy? Where did the idea of zero tolerance come from? Where did the idea of really restrictionist immigration policies and even where did the idea of the wall come from? What we decided to do was just find that origin story. And very quickly into our research, we realized there were really three guys behind this policy. That was Stephen Miller, Steve Bannon, and Jeff Sessions. And they had been working on it for about 5 years.
So take me back 5 years. What was happening then? How were they building this message?
So right after the Romney loss of 2012, the Republican establishment decided to look within and launch a study to understand how the heck they were going to widen the umbrella of the party, which meant how are they going to reach out to minorities? How are they going to reach out to women? And there was a decision within leadership that for the future of the party, they needed to diversify who was, in fact, a member of the Republican Party. And so they needed to reach out to these communities that didn't feel represented within the GOP. And so there was really a decision by Marco Rubio and others to work with Democrats on comprehensive immigration reform. And if you can believe it, this is a time period of, 2013, when Fox News was really behind this idea of common sense immigration reform. Lou Dobbs was devoting shows to it. Bill O'Reilly had Marco Rubio on and even said, I think your plan makes sense with President Obama. I think you both should come back on the broadcast because this is a program that makes a lot of, makes a lot of moral sense. I mean, this is kind of unimaginable if we sort of are looking back from the time period we're in now, that there was a point in which there was real bipartisan support for doing something. Now, at the same time, in the shadows of what's happening sort of on the Hill at the Breitbart Embassy, which is a townhouse just right off of the Hill, Steve Bannon, Stephen Miller, a young communications staffer working for Senator Jeff Sessions, are watching what's sort of playing out, and they're totally irate. I mean, this is not a direction they think the party should take. This is not a direction that they feel the base is interested in. And they start to plan out a multi-year strategy to stop the bill, to stop Republican leadership and the desire to work on immigration reform. They even begin to sort of think bigger about how they can get their restrictionist policies into the mainstream. And way back in 2013, they're actually even talking about finding a presidential candidate who can take these ideas all the way to the White House.
Are they, at that time, considering how race plays into this? Are they considering history and the us versus them philosophy? Are they truly considering all of these divisive options for formulating this message and building this into the persona of a potential candidate?
It's a great question. I mean, most presidential candidates have looked at our division and have sort of come to those periods of time as presenting themselves as uniters, as presenting themselves as, kind of a calming force. Donald Trump and the architects of the immigration policy that we explore in this film, and those three gentlemen we just talked about, Stephen Miller, Steve Bannon, and Jeff Sessions, they sort of see that divisiveness and they're attracted to it like bugs to a light. I mean, that there is power in the divisiveness. There's power in identifying a wedge issue like immigration where you can actually not only figure out ways to separate, folks by party and unfortunately sort of fan the flames of the tribalism that we see now and how polarized we are as a society, but you could actually sort of take over your own party, take over the GOP, because, what I think many of those guys saw after the Tea Party was a populist movement that was developing but didn't really have sort of a mascot, didn't have sort of a figure. And I think very quickly they sort of realized, wait a second, there's some power here that we can then we can really sort of harness.
And they harnessed that power. We'll fast forward here. Only one architect remains.
True.
What happened over time? Where are we today?
Well, I think the thing you see today is that Steve Bannon, no longer in the White House, you know, is a very vocal supporter of this administration from outside the White House, feels like he can do more from outside than inside the federal government. He sits down with us and really sort of walks us through, you know, really their entire sort of early narrative of the campaign, the early days of the administration, and then helps us understand where we are at this moment. So he's very proud of what has been achieved. He's very proud that we're talking about the very immigration policies he was talking about back in 2013 that just seemed incredibly, you know, unlikely and you know, just such an outside approach to a larger conversation that we were all having at the time about bipartisan immigration reform. He loves the idea that he did achieve bringing all of those ideas mainstream, right? But really, Jeff Sessions has left, and the only person that has remained in this administration that was a part of those early meetings was and is Stephen Miller. I mean, Stephen Miller, the unlikely young communications aide who used to insert himself into committee meetings that Sessions was holding in sort of obscure rooms in the Capitol, because he was a guy that was really invested in immigration. And he, you know, is incredibly ambitious, incredibly driven, and is a survivor and has figured out how to burrow in within this administration to sort of hide within the bureaucracy, but also be a driving force for the president to sort of say, hey, you know, Mr. President, this is where your base is on this issue. This is what you've got to keep coming back to. He's a guy who saw zero tolerance play out and was really emboldened by the press coverage, the critical press coverage. I mean, really felt that this is what they were here to do, was to make things messy, but to bring a lot of change.
As we head into this 2020 election cycle, will this drumbeat of immigration continue in the Trump camp?
It will, and I think Stephen Miller is there for that reason. I mean, Stephen Miller understands the power that is immigration as an election issue. We've seen it as a midterm election issue already. You know, I think the playbook of 2016 and immigration is going to be replicated. Already, we've sort of seen that continue. I mean, the president and this White House has just doubled down on many of these policies, and thus far, they've been rewarded for that. So the person who knows that better than anyone else is Stephen Miller, and he has now only accrued more and more power as, you know, DHS has sort of continued to go through these huge purges of career staff. This is a policy that's really being driven out of the White House.
For a provocative behind-the-scenes look at the immigration policy of the Trump administration, Frontline presents Zero Tolerance tonight on WGVU Public Television at 10 o'clock. Producer Gabriel Schonder, thank you so much.
Thank you.